I'm here still at San Sebastian with Mia McKenna Bruce. Hi, here's your new film, The Fence, from Claire Denis in competition. It also screened at Toronto. So have you been there too?
Yes. Yeah, we were in Toronto last week, I think it was. So we're kind of going all over the place.
So how do you feel?
Oh, amazing. It's great to get to be back with the gang, celebrate the film that we made. And also quite fast as well. We only finished shooting in earlier this year. So it's all happened very quickly. So it's very exciting.
And do you already have a favorite, Toronto or San Sebastian?
San Sebastian, of course.
Yeah, of course. Always name the one that,
the
you're,
one that you're in.
So the film is done by Claire Denis. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about working with her since she's such an experienced auteur director?
Yeah, incredible. I dreamt of getting to work with Claire. So to actually get on a set with her and watch the way that she works and get to work alongside her is just a dream come true. And she works in such a particular way, in a way that I've never worked before. Like, she doesn't really like to rehearse or anything. She likes everything to be very instinctual. I found it just an incredible way to work. So I'm very lucky.
How did you connect to the material? The film is based on a play by Bernard-Marie Coltet. Did mm-hmm. you know the play?
No, I didn't. I didn't know the play, and I haven't read the play. I stuck to the script because there was quite a few changes made, so I didn't want to kind of get confused with the two. But I connected immediately when I read the script. I think the isolation of Léonie in particular really jumped out at me, you know, as a young woman going to this completely unknown territory. And then after I read the script and loved it, I met with Claire on Zoom and just fell in love with her as well and her ideas that she had for the film. So I was just really wanted to be a part of it.
Were your role very close to the original character, or did you also have...
I think my character is quite different in the original play. As far as I know, again, I haven't read the original play, but I think from what Claire said, I think my character is quite different. And we also kind of did stuff as we went along with my character as well. Like, we kind of explored what that would actually feel like arriving in a place that's completely unknown to her and being the only female. So yeah, she kind of evolved as we went along.
Tell us a bit about the shoot. Did you shoot on site in Africa?
Yeah, we shot on, it was like an industrial site. But they did build on it as well. And it was about an hour away from where we were staying. So we were staying in like a nature reserve. So it was very different from where we were staying. It was like two different worlds. And we shot, obviously the film takes place over one night. So we were mostly doing night shoots. So we had the time to explore during the day. It was, yeah, an incredible experience.
But you didn't hit birds like in the film.
No.
No birds. Yeah.
No animals were hurt in the making of the movie.
And where actually did you shoot? Since the film itself doesn't take place in a specific country, but just like a uniformless African.
Yeah, we shot in Senegal in West Africa, which was a magical place.
And how was working with Matt Dillon?
Yeah, brilliant. Matt and I really wanted to kind of figure out a bit of a backstory for Horn and Léonie, because obviously we meet them when they're already very much into their relationship. So we wanted to kind of discuss what maybe they'd been through together before we get to meet them. So it was really cool getting to kind of sit down with Matt and go through that. And also just really fun. Obviously, he's been doing this for a long time, so getting to see his process and how he works was really interesting.
And you also have a considerable amount of scenes with Tom Bliss.
Yeah, Tom's great as well. Tom and I worked quite differently in like to how me and Matt worked. We kind of like to just see what happened, you know, see how it played out and throw different things at each other and see what we got. Yeah, we spent a lot of time together, got to be really great friends.
In your last film, How to Have Sex, your most famous one, was a very temporary story. Now you're more working in something that's in the past. How did you connect to the themes?
Yeah, I think even though like it does feel more period, it's definitely a theme that is still very present for today. So I don't think it was that difficult to connect to. You know, it's still very relevant. The way that Claire shoots, it's all very instinctual and real. So it felt very live and on its feet all the time anyway.
How did you connect to these themes of neocolonialism and post-colonialism? Would you say it's a neocolonist story or a post-colonist story?
I think it's not, I think it's neither. I think it's like something that's stayed relevant throughout, you know? Claire mentioned, someone asked Claire the other day, like, why she still wants to tell this story. And she says, you know, in her words, it's still very much a relevant problem. So I think it's one that's been ongoing as opposed to anything old or new.
Did you contemplate about your position as a white person in a story from multiple white persons about an issue that primarily concerns Black people?
I think it's just, for me, like, if the story's being told and raising conversation and making people aware of the kind of power problems that we have in society, I think I love to be a part of that, to start that conversation.
What does a character need to fascinate you?
I think just to be human and real and more than just one dimensional.
How many days did you spend actually on site shooting?
I don't know how many days, but we were there for like 2 months, I think. It was about a 2 month shoot. 8 weeks.
And any weird anecdotes or tales you can tell us from the shoot?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So that was one time we were shooting with the Zebu, and there was a baby one and an adult one. And in the scene as we were shooting, the adult one used its horns to flip the baby, and it did like a full somersault. And it looked like it was a stunt. It looked like it had been planned and they were on a wire. So it was pretty cool, but it didn't make it into the movie.
How intense was the work, actually? Your character is under a lot of emotional pressure. How did you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of my job, right? Like, I love the kind of the stuff where you have to dive in and really feel something. So I didn't find it too much pressure, because the way that, like I say, like Claire works is kind of, she doesn't make you do it loads and loads of times or anything like that. It all feels very organic. So it wasn't like I had to go dive deep into my own, you know, life to kind of bring up these emotions. It was all very present there and then.
Now that you're so young and have your career going off suddenly, how does it feel? Is it overwhelming?
Sometimes it can be overwhelming, but I think it's exciting more than anything. And I have really good people around me. And I think that's probably the main thing going forward, is to make sure I keep a good circle around me to make sure, you know, everything stays exciting.
At the moment, where would you hope that your career goes? And is there any particular genre that you would like to explore?
I think I've been really lucky that I've got to kind of do a lot of different things. And in an ideal world, I get to keep doing that. I mean, I love indie film. I love getting to do this with the film festivals and getting so close with the team and collaborating. So if I can do more of that, I would love to.
Do you at the moment already have a new project that you're working on?
I do, but I'm not allowed to talk about it. I'm allowed to talk about, I have a Netflix show coming out in the beginning of next year, I think January, an Agatha Christie drama called The Seven Dials Mystery. So I'm allowed to talk about that. But I can't talk about what I'm currently working on, unfortunately.
Okay, we're certainly keeping an eye on that.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Lovely to talk to you.